What about other patients who have histories of cardiac events or decreased ejection fractions, but maybe have, you know, a bunch of positive nodes and HER2-positive disease? Is a cardiac history absolute contraindication to use trastuzumab?
It depends on the cardiac history. Just like most things, there's never a straight answer to anything much, except for you should use hormone therapy for ER-positive disease. I mean, you know, you can't think of a lot. But in that situation, I think, you know, a history of a myocardial infarction is not a reason not to give trastuzumab or hypertension or a stent, for example. A markedly reduced ejection fraction in the absence of clinical signs of heart failure is a big risk. So if you have myocardial damage, that really puts you at much higher risk for additional cardiac damage from trastuzumab. And it'll be interesting to see when lapatinib, Tykerb, is FDA approved, whether or not insurers will allow us to substitute that drug as potentially less cardiotoxic. I mean, we don't know that for sure. There's just been a large analysis Edith Perez did of patients enrolled on trials with all different cancers. And that's a retrospective evaluation. It's not perfect, but it could be. Lapatinib hasn't been given with doxorubicin, for example. Could be that it's less cardiotoxic and could be an option for those women. But I think it's really important in those settings to think that these patients have disease which is very sensitive to chemotherapy, and women are cured with HER2-positive disease without trastuzumab. So you don't want to put people into permanent heart failure. And we've actually, you know, we've given a lot of trastuzumab. We participated actively in the trial. We've used adjuvant trastuzumab in patients ineligible before the data came out, and then right away as soon as it came out from the NCI's alert. And we've had one patient who developed really severe congestive heart failure. And this was an African-American woman in her 40s, no cardiac history, but was a long-term smoker. So I do wonder if the cigarette smoking really is what predisposed her to risk. And she got AC, did okay, got her Taxol, paclitaxel, and trastuzumab. And right before surgery, her ejection fraction was 42%. So we repeated it. It was less than 20%. She was in fulminant congestive heart failure, delayed her surgery. It's about 8 months later now, and her ejection fraction is coming up, but it is not normal. So I think a woman with failure is probably not the right situation to use that.
What about the use of trastuzumab without chemotherapy? All these trials utilize it with chemotherapy. Older patient who normally you would maybe frail comorbidities that you wouldn't want to use chemotherapy. What about trastuzumab alone?
I think there are several parts to that. One is trastuzumab alone, we know in the metastatic setting, can be very effective, especially in women whose cancers are strongly HER2 positive by FISH testing. If you don't have the option to give other treatment, I think it's a very reasonable option to take for a patient rather than to not treat them. And the other part of that is that if a woman is elderly and has ER positive, HER2 positive disease, and you really want to give something other than just a hormone therapy, you could consider that combination. Although, again, that's the subject of a trial. You can't enroll all those patients in randomized trials. So,
what about the issue of the cardiac toxicity as it relates to using trastuzumab in the metastatic setting?
In the metastatic setting, we use different rules in general for all of our decisions. We try and reduce toxicity, but because trastuzumab improves survival and responses, we really try to use it even in the setting of cardiac toxicity. So what we'll do is monitor heart function carefully. If there's a drop in ejection fraction, we hold off, we send our patients to the cardiologist, they go on medications, and when their ejection fraction comes back up again, we restart the trastuzumab. And we've done that successfully in countless women, as have my colleagues. So I know that in those patients who get the late cardiac toxicity, that many of them can really tolerate restarting trastuzumab and continuing for years without difficulty. The adjuvant setting, of course, is very different because we're hoping to cure those women.